At 9 o'clock.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. Like to welcome all of our guests. Looks like we've got a full board except for Kirby, is that correct? Air Rock? Do we know if anybody's gonna give his update or?
We haven't heard.
Okay. And he may yet be here. If everybody's had a chance to look at the minutes. If not, do so, then I'd take a motion to approve them.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next is review a timeline of project submissions. What I believe that to be is we will today be going over updates on projects that you were given money for in October. And then the submissions for new projects for next year is due in this office by April 1st, 2023. The projects that you're asking for. So we'll start, if everybody's clear on that, we'll start with updates on projects receiving funding. Anybody want to go first?
What we did with the money that we got, we had our water tower according to DNR, we needed to do some stuff to our water tower. So we had to put a new stack on it for ventilation and had to, you know, do some welding on our overflow and then fill the tower inspection on the inside. So we got $16,000 to do that. So that's what we did with the money that we got.
Okay.
For me.
Gillum or Nelson?
Nelson.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
I don't have a report for JD's.
Okay. Michelle.
Sweet Springs, we haven't done it yet because they haven't started the project, but we're giving $75,000 to the Restoration Foundation to start another building to get another business in our downtown district. And then the rest is still that sludge, but we're on a hang up with DNR right now on our permit to remove the sludge. So as soon as our amended permit application is approved, then we'll be removing the sludge from our lagoon.
Okay.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
Is that okay, President?
Sure.
So how much are you holding back on your sludge?
Well, we're using the ARPA money. I haven't opened the bid yet, so I don't know. We have 200 and, let's see. We got an ARPA $286,000, so we're using that first. Then we'll use, right now sitting in our Develops Lynn County Fund, we have $286,000 as well. So whatever, and that's minus the $75,000 that's going to, I haven't given them the check yet because they haven't got their contractor hired.
So you're waiting on approval from DNR?
We have bids already. I just haven't opened those bids because we have to wait on DNR before we can proceed.
And this is money saved up for how many years?
Just the 22 and 20, part of 21 money. And we have it sitting in a separate account.
So what would you have done with the first amount of money? Did you get money in 2020?
Oh yeah, that's all gone. We did.
What did you spend it on? You know?
Swimming pool.
Let's see, swimming pool, the park, we did a sewer main, I have to go back through all of our stuff, I don't remember. Oh, we did housing in town, we gave money for houses. We gave Develops Lynn County money, Restoration Foundation money.
Okay, just an idea. Thank you for that.
Okay, our money was, shelter insurance was Russ Kirby retired, we we had a chance to maintain our shelter agent, so, but he didn't want Kirby's old building, so we renovated the old, part of the old Dollar General into a shelter building. And then the rest of it, we're on our fifth year of lining sewers to keep DNR held off anyway, and where we spend ours.
Did you not have money coming to you because you were working on a water line?
Me?
No, Jean Slater. Didn't you get funding for, I know what you're doing, but have you gotten your money from your water line upgrades or?
No.
Our grant.
For your grant? Okay, good job. You're always kicking tail.
This is for Slater, right?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. The junction, it's a little bit different. It doesn't receive 25%, but obviously infrastructure, which is all completed, been completed about three months probably. There's seems to be a lot of interest, and I think that's coming to a head. So with that, other business is up on the agenda. You guys have something to say?
I'm going to give you an update on the sewer.
So in session, the commission approved the design and engineering for the sewer. This was with Rich Rhodes. And he will be starting that process.
But does it have a cost?
It has, the owner shall compensate the engineer for preliminary engineering services in the sum of not to exceed $32,500 to be paid after review and approval of the facility by the owner and the appropriate state agency. So I think that's for the preliminary cost, but that's not the total cost of this part.
So the 32 is for the plans?
For the preliminary engineering design.
That's going to start approximately, I mean, the construction of the sewer approximately.
Late this year, the way I understand it.
Yes.
Yeah. And be completed by the middle of 24.
You had a question back there.
That was my question, actually. So Greg asked my question.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
What is the total cost of the sewer estimated to be?
$1.7
million. And which design did, I know you recommended a lagoon design. Is that the one that was decided upon?
The one from Holden is the one we're looking at.
Don't know what that means.
Sager, is it Sager?
The November of 2020, Rich Rhodes presented three designs, and the one that he recommended for the county is the Sager wastewater treatment option. It's spelled S-A-G-A-R, and it's a two-cell lagoon. And he said it is in Holden, Missouri, and he is encouraging those interested to go and look at it. He said that that would be what he would recommend for our county.
Is that not the same type of
we have a cell
that mm-hmm. you went and looked at? Because Pioneer Regional Trails was working with you on that type of.
We have a cell lagoon, yes. And then we use infrared disinfectant. And ours drains into our, after it goes through all the process, the water drains into the creek behind our.
So I'm under the understanding this mm-hmm. one at Holden is fairly new. Do you know that answer by chance?
I do not know that.
Jill, you still
have? I do have one more question. How is the cost of the sewer system going to be financed?
We're going to pay for it. We have an application for a grant through Senator Blunt's office, and she's no longer there. But the president signed a bill, I think, that would fund several of these projects. If we do not get that project, we're going to fund it with ARPA funds.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry, one more question.
No.
What's the total amount invested at the junction, grand total, and what's the total amount of debt, and what's the total amount of the annual payment on that debt? I know that's a lot, and if you don't know the answer...
Oh, I do know that.
Okay.
$6.56 million is what is invested now.
That's the...
The annual payments will be $446,000 per year. Now, Joy McClining, that we have her bond through, said 40% of the money we collected of economic development was from people outside the county that would come in and shop here and money here. That total last year would have been $520,000, that 40%. This is going to be $446,000. So the 40% of the people out of county are paying the junction project.
So the 40% was his estimate at the time of working on the project? There's no real way to know, right? Okay.
He would have a better idea than us.
Right.
But that's, Michelle, what he's told us. 40%.
After development, I would see that going way up.
Of course. Yeah, that's the whole game, right? Get revenue-generating businesses and turn it into...
This
a financial development rather than burden.
Go ahead. Most of this stuff will be what extracts money from that 38,000 vehicles a day that go by that intersection.
Right.
So,
I see what you're saying. The 40% was as a business driving revenue through that area.
The guy at the fireworks told me that he tracks credit card usage. They do it at all their locations. And he said over 45% of their business is from different license plate than Missouri.
Yeah. Well, just anecdotally, myself, as a Saline County resident, I probably spend $1,000 a month in Pettis or Jackson County because I can't buy stuff here. Okay. So, if we had development here, you'd have residents spending more money.
And that goes to revenue.
Right.
Certainly. This $446,000 represents 34% of what we took in from economic development tax. When we started this, soon to be 5 years ago, it was estimated that half of what we brought in from economic development would go towards that junction project. So it's coming in about 16% less. We're very pleased about that.
Go ahead.
In this day and age of development, you about have to give developers the land, you have to give them a discount on utilities, they want a tax abatement anywhere from 5 to 10 years, that's just the way it is today. So I think generating tax revenue is not going to be what you have projected.
I don't know.
That's just the way it is today. Most of these developments are underwritten. People just don't come in and throw money at a project. They want subsidies and TIF and tax abatements and all kinds of things.
But I believe on the tax abatements, from a business that was trying to come into Sweet Springs, they wanted us to give them some tax abatements. And I checked with the state. The only thing that the city could offer them was our portion of the real estate. We couldn't do any sales tax or, we could do our utility because we own our own water, but we couldn't do any other kind. So I don't know what kind of abatement you're talking about. Real estate, maybe that's you guys.
Well, the real estate, it's the schools aren't going to get.
Right.
We can't abate those taxes.
Yes, they can, because they do all the time. I live at the lake, and there was a big development going in, and the school's portion of that is right next to the school, and the school's not getting their money for 5-7 years.
Oh, for that big entertainment thing that's going in?
Well, there's a...
Did the city own that property, though? Did the city? No, they didn't.
No, if they sign an agreement, that's no different than the ethanol plant. If those tax entities sign an agreement before that is set in stone, then they forfeit it. Their board forfeited it. So, that's where you cover on that. But the $6.5 million, I guess my question is, what all has that paid for? Is that the 1.5 on the highway match?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 1.5, that brings you down to 5 million. So
the water?
How much did the water
go in? In about 3.85.
So the additional money that's been spent, is that because it has been bored under the highway 70 and 65?
Mm-hmm. Everything's complete. The tire's just not full because it's been disinfected. Mm-hmm. That's expensive. So until there's development, they need that extra pressure. But I believe the fire hydrants are in use.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't want to fill the tower up until you're going to use it, because if not...
I'm not asking about the water. I'm asking about the bores. So the bores under is what I understand.
Sure.
Bores under 70 and under 65.
All completed.
And that cost, do you remember what that might have been?
I don't.
So...
It's part of the 3.8, right?
Mm-hmm. So that was covered in that. So the hydrant part of that was not...
It's covered in that price too.
So the way it read, the infrastructure of this was to pay for only the south side on the bond. So I'm sure that's coming up.
That's not correct. The whole junction.
It verbatim says south side of the junction in the bond.
It does say south side. I'm just wanting to ask. But
maybe because there was already water on the north side, but that's been improved and hooked to the tower to create pressure.
So the hydrants are on both sides, all four quadrants.
There's four fire hydrants. Yes. Actually five, because there's one at the water tower as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
I didn't realize there was one there too.
Yeah, I mean, I saw it. I think it's hooked up. Well, really. But those are running off of the pump station, because I know they had a fire along I-70, and I personally saw the fire department filling up out of one of them. So that's nice to know.
So that happened since last
that
summer?
That happened probably October, when it was really dry, you know. So they have water to the hydrants.
Mm-hmm.
They're just that the tower, it has to flow, and
I understand
I don't know
that.
A lot about it, so that's why it's not.
I think it has to turn over every 5 days,
mm-hmm.
I believe.
So,
I might have missed something, and I've been here. When was the construction of the sewer approved?
You were there at that meeting. That was the first one. Because it came from, it was in the meeting.
Last week?
Actually,
was it the last week's meeting? Okay.
It was in the
and I was here.
The minutes from December 29th. They had a special session.
The design, I think.
That was the design, preliminary design. The construction hasn't started on the sewer. We haven't put that out for bid yet for the actual construction. This is just a design.
Okay, it's just a design. That's my understanding.
Yes.
But
and engineering services.
Okay, well, you had mentioned earlier that the sewer work is supposed to start, and I didn't know when it had actually been approved. But it has not. The sewer work has not been put out for good at this point.
No, our sewer design and engineering has been approved through Ridge Roads. He will design it, engineer it, and then put it out for bid for construction.
And that comes first.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. I'll just add that I don't like abatements either. But to touch on what Bub said. That probably is how most municipalities, states, counties, whatever, do it. That is, some people go to the best deal they can get. I think we have the luxury of having 38,000 vehicles a day. I don't know how many people that is, but it's at least 38,000. That's what's going to pull this development in. The abatement, so if you gave them some sort of an abatement for a few years, but then there was development, wouldn't that still be a windfall for the schools and everything else? I don't like abatements, but I think that's probably what everybody else looks at when they do it. And, as far as any discounts, the county doesn't, develops Lynn County doesn't, own any of the land out. This could be between landowners and purchasers.
Does anybody on the board own land out there, or indirectly or directly?
My family owns about 11 acres that's probably half mile back off. It's not very close. I think it'll fill in by the highways.
My father-in-law owns land out at the junction. I don't know how many acres.
Greg, I'm just asking because I want to know the land down from Norman's. What's gone on there? I mean, what happened?
You're talking on the northwest corner?
Yeah.
Where they shoved dirt around for several months?
I mean,
It was bought, and those guys did all that work themselves. They didn't get a permit. They took out the ditch, and MoDOT shut it down. That's exactly what I've been told. It is for sale. There's actually land for sale on all four corners.
I can interject in. I've talked to the realtor today that's handling that, and they did not get any of their permits, as Greg said. It's for sale between $500,000 or $600,000.
It's not a very big lot, is it? I mean, is
6.2.
Yeah, there is 6.2 acres there.
Yeah, there's more than what they.
I mean, it's a nice lot.
So it goes around.
But he also told me he had very little interest in it. And I don't know, Greg. You said something about there is interest out there. That's fine. That's all well and good.
Yeah, I don't know of any interest on that particular property, but there is some there that there is some interest on at the junction area.
I think that would be a great buy if everything happens.
They gave $16,000 for it. That was a great buy. I wish I'd have known about that. Great
buy. They got vision.
Yeah, they did have vision there. Any other business?
I have a question, please. Okay. At the last meeting, you gave a handout for the disbursements of 2022. You listed the proposed disbursements to each of the five entities of $84,311.72. If you'll take your figures and look at those, there's $26,000 that was not distributed. What is the intention of the board to do with that $26,000? Would that be included in this next round of disbursements?
We do carry over, absolutely. So that way it'll save for larger projects that the smaller associations have. So when we're able to combine that money, like Multivend had a very large project and the City of Miami had a large project, it enables those fundings to be carried over.
But those funds could not have been given or handed out to those two entities at the time.
A partial payment to do what with?
It could go into our account to draw interest.
But the county's supposed to, be able to draw the interest.
So similar question. At the meeting, $421,000 and change total was approved. At the next commission session, two commission orders were approved, one for the $421,000, and then one that looks like an additional payment that went to the other entities. Could somebody explain what happened there?
There was funds that came in twice, if I remember correctly.
And I don't have my bond total spreadsheet.
I can tell you the amount. So the amount that was not distributed that you quoted, it's that plus an additional $19,998. I'm sorry, $19,980.36. So double, basically, okay. Not distributed to the fifth entity.
I believe that was distributed later. I think each one of the five entities, Michelle, am I correct, got an extra check.
Correct.
So that part was distributed.
How was that done in public?
I can't remember.
Through the commission order, I'm assuming. That's.
But I mean, explain. I mean, the commission order was submitted with no explanation as to what it was for, and it's inconsistent with the public meeting where the money was discussed.
if that additional money was distributed, then it went to other county, other towns in this?
The five entities that distribute the money. Yes, ma'am.
That night, that extra night, that extra amount over there. So the five entities got that?
Yes, ma'am.
Then what of the fifth entity that I'm included in?
Is left. What's the balance undistributed in the fifth entity?
That's what you're saying the fifth is. That last fifth, each one of those that were approved got that cut.
Right. It's listed individual. Well, is it?
But you're asking, why couldn't that have been given to somebody else? But I think, in all righteous of what you're saying, it wouldn't have been fair for that amount of money to just been given out to the others. It needed to go to finish out to what they had awarded, is the way I understand.
The mayor of Miami was very upset about why he didn't get any money. And then a few days later, there's more money distributed, and apparently no more to Miami. Yeah.
May I approach you guys just a second? I think I can show you what Alice is talking about.
And if we go to the projects on that folder, then we can get the amount.
Here's what we were looking at. This was the fifth entity in October.
Right.
These people. Mm-hmm. So they got this amount of money. It was estimated that all five entities got that. So I think her question is, where is that money from last October?
It's in the reserve of the commission's part of the fifth.
Okay. So we because Multivan and Miami both requested something.
Correct.
And we didn't get anything, and that's correct. Fine. But we were wondering why we didn't get at least a portion of this remaining money. That's our question.
So you're waiting on an answer. Is that what you're asking?
Well, we just concerned where this money went to. Is that going to be held in reserve that will be distributed this time?
Absolutely. It's saved in their fifth,
yes.
Right? So it doesn't get distributed to us other cities. The fifth, for all the unincorporated, all the small cities, stays in their pot.
Right.
And if it's not all given out each year, that money continues to grow. So then when somebody has a big project, or they can give out more than just what we're getting on an annual basis from our fifth, if that makes sense.
It makes sense, but I think what's lacking is the transparency on what that held back money amount is. That's the concern.
Mm-hmm. Did you answer
what that? What I have here is the last update that was brought in this morning, and it shows that in the commission's one-fifth, there is $38,864.42.
So then I guess the next question would be, what's the reconciliation of the amount of money spent out of the fund to not the towns that come to these meetings? Where does that money go? Because that seems kind of low, given the obvious variance between what's distributed in this meeting and what that balance is. So is there some way to look at all the payments out of that fifth entity and identify?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes, yes, certainly.
Yes.
Greg, are you open for another question?
Sure.
How many are there in this room as original board members of when this began?
Jean.
I'm asking
Molly.
Okay, I'm asking you, can you explain to me, because I have a hard time accepting why Arrow Rock gets a portion at an equal amount of Slater, Sweet Springs, and Marshall.
Based on the population, I'm assuming.
Well, my argument, and I'm asking him, Michelle, don't say a word yet. I'm looking at entities that have schools, and Blackburn even, that have businesses that generate sales tax. And the sales tax is what I thought we were trying to promote. I was under the impression, by not knowing all the details, so I am sorry for that, that you were giving that equal amount to Arrow Rock to help promote tourism for for the entire county. So then I look at things and I say, I don't think so.
Well, it's economic development, number one. Tourism is a large part of that for these smaller communities. In fact, if they don't have any manufacturing, it's 100% of it. But that is an industry within itself, in my view. I think that, you know, economic development is a big blanket. It covers a lot. It covers the swimming pool that you guys did. I mean, it just, you know, Air Rock, I know they had 56 people. This has come up before. But they brought 135,000 people to town last year that spent money. A dollar spent in Air Rock is just as good to every person.
Not if they don't collect sales tax, sir. I get kind of what you're saying. But I'm also saying that Blackburn, Multibin, Miami, with schools, businesses, elevators, mm-hmm. that the distribution of that 1/4 is not equal to me in my brain as what I see that can turn around and go right back down to I-70 and never come to Marshall or never come to any other area. I understand inventory in a non-for-profit area can sell you soda pop.
So you're saying they don't charge a sales tax in Air Rock?
There's one business that I know of, maybe two, that charges sales tax.
The Lyceum has one, uh-huh. right?
They are non-for-profit, 501c3. Okay. I work there. I know they
so
are
they
not.
Don't charge sales tax.
They don't charge sales tax on their tickets?
Michelle, they are 501c3.
Okay.
I am telling you, I do not see why that's fair for the amount of money that you distribute out. I know I'm not picking on you. I'm talking to you directly because I don't want to be interrupted. So my question to you originals is that something that's going to be set in gold till 2038? Or is that something? Because when you tell me that a town with 56 people in it isn't as important as updating a water system or water lines in your area, whatever Blackburn hasn't even asked for yet, because when you go out for DNR grants and you can't even get a money set aside, whether it's $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 to get it matched, it's hard for those entities to even begin. Multibin, you're going to throw up the ethanol plant at me. I get that. But they still are trying to upgrade their septic or your
sure.
water lines. Mm-hmm. So at $5,000, $8,000, $10,000 out of whack, they don't have a chance. And I see Arrow Rock come in here with this wish list when they don't even have half the crowds come in until April 1, till October 1 or December. They only have one or two businesses that collect sales tax. That is my question and my disappointment.
And how many does Blackburn have?
Blackburn has a bank. They have Harry Myers. They have their elevator. Angela Country Florals. These are just some that I know of. I don't even know about any of the other. They could have something else going on there. That there's a weaving shop. I don't know if they're open all the time. But I look at Multibin. They got their wagon wheel back open. They got a bank. They got a post office. Oh, that's the other thing. They don't sell charter tails there. But still, you got people, you got businesses.
I think it's really seasonal in Air Rock, Becky. Yeah, it, probably this time of year, there's not.
But to get $200,000 a year, I'm telling you, it
leaves a bad taste in the citizens' mouth.
It just doesn't
we
look
all
good.
Love Air Rock, but it's very.
I'm just trying to find out.
I mean, the bylaws, when we did this, we ran it by the state. They were all good with it. It's the commission's decision to set that up.
Well, but you had to have had a reason why you brought Arrow Rock on at an equal playing ground with Slater, Sweet Springs, and Marshall. You had to have something more than you think that they bring 100,000 people on. Some of those are on Greyhound bus
right.
that turn around and go right back out.
Maybe some of them. I've never been there that I didn't spend money.
But it wasn't.
I'm sure there's some
taxes
taxed. Involved somewhere.
Well, not at the Lyceum Theater, which is what you're telling me is a big draw, and I agree it's a big draw.
It gets a lot of people in there. A lot of them have dinner.
See, I don't even know if the tavern, if they charge tax, I don't know. Because when it was run by the state, I don't know how they, I don't.
Catawba does.
So that's two.
There's another place next door to it.
Are they open all the time?
Probably not in the middle of winter, no.
Right. Well, I know that in these other areas, they're open.
I'm sure they charge a sales tax.
Okay, thank you for allowing me to at least speak up for these other groups, because nobody's listening to how desperate it is when you're asking for extensions of water line, and you and I have worked on this before, that when you have an entity, two entities that are trying their hardest to keep what they have upgraded and even improving, and then you got another entity that sits on a $100,000 check for 6 to 8 months and has to be told to cash it, I have a hard time with that.
Well, I would answer that by saying this. Since this tax came into being, I believe, as of October, those five entities have received about $440,000, of which for economic development would have had no other means of getting that. Now, that one-fifth that belongs to the county has been distributed to some of these smaller municipalities that absolutely would never have been able to do what you've done. You know, I mean, I know Miami didn't get any last year, and that was obvious that that was a displeasure, but I believe they got some the year before. Is that correct?
Right.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a perfect scenario, but, you know, that's never money any of them would have gotten. I think this is a great thing.
And I didn't say it wasn't
we already established that it's, you know, the best kind of money. Most of it's going to be other people's money, especially when the junction develops. And that's going to be a benefit to every person in this county. A dollar spent out there benefits just as much as spent in Malta Bend or Blackwood.
I guess I would challenge this group, as a brand new member, to rethink the one-fourth, one-fifth that goes to Arrow Rock, to throw them in the pot with the equal populization of all these other towns that are striving their hardest to get what they've got and what they need. Because I don't know how in the world Malta Bend or Miami, forgive me for the rest, I live in a small town, Nelson, Gillum, even Gillum, I don't even know that they've approached.
No, they have received several.
I'm sorry. But still, but they only got part of the one-fifth. So what was their greatest hope? 50,000? I mean, still, 50,000 is awesome.
I don't have that figured in my head, but they replaced us. They were able to replace a pump.
Good.
Huge pump.
They've repaved their roads.
Yes. They've received twice.
I would just ask that you rethink that one, and I'll go on record. I can be the bad guy, I don't care. It's just not fair to these there's no way they're ever going to get a project done if we can only dole them out a dollar at a time, is what my point is here. Whether I live in Miami, Malta Bend, Blackburn, or Grand Pass, or wherever, I know how hard it is to try to get that.
And here's how I'll come back at you on that one. When that all develops out there, that 20% is going to get extremely large.
That's what you think is going to happen? I hope so, but
I can't imagine it not, honestly.
Well, not if nobody sells, because if all these private owners don't sell something, we're in trouble.
It's for sale on all four corners. There's land today, right this second, for sale. And there's offers on some of it. The utility, the sewer's not there yet. We kind of wanted to, if I believe why we waited, was to pattern it after development, so as to make it more efficient. I still believe that's going to develop out there. I use the Kingdom City scenario. That had one place at one time, you know.
How about Higginsville? How about Concordia? I just don't understand.
Why this didn't? No utilities.
Well, Higginsville didn't have it out there all at once either, but You have a question back there? I've taken up your time.
I have another question. Can you explain to me how the Shooting is Flame event organization, club, what do you want to call it, got a portion of the distribution?
Now say that again.
Pay taxes? The Shooting Sport Range?
Can I take that question?
Go ahead.
Yes.
The Shooting Sports Complex submitted a project for $17,000.
Yes.
With that project submission, they listed all of the events that they have in Saline County and the number of people that attend those events.
Okay.
With those events coming to Saline County from other counties, they were able to show some numbers that could bring economic tax dollars to this county. So that is why they received $17,000.
Okay, so you're saying that any organization that wants to do something like this submits a thing to you and they'll get approved?
It has.
Do they pay taxes? No.
They are tax exempt.
They are tax exempt. Okay.
As an organization, but they are bringing tax dollars in with their events that they host. It's part of the Saline County unincorporated, which is sharing that same.
Yeah, they're in the
fifth.
They're in my fifth. This one.
Yes. Yes. So it's all of the small towns and the unincorporated.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly hope that this junction goes through, and maybe in 20 or 30 years, we'll have some of these small entities in this fifth section will receive some funding that would be able to assist them as much as you help some of the other areas. I'm the mayor of Multiband, and I'm fighting right now desperately to keep our water system up to date for DNR comes in and says, you've got to do this, you've got to do this, you've got to do this.
Alistair, if I may, we can talk about solutions. We with Gillum and Blackburn and with the Sweet Springs Motorsports, they were able to go to the bank, and maybe you did this as well, Nelson. They were able to go to the bank and say, if you will loan us this money, then these payments that we can get from the 1/5 of the entity can help secure that payment, and then that way when there's only $38,000 left in the account and you have a project that's $277,000,
yes,
maybe there's a way to make a $10,000-$20,000 payment over the course of several years versus trying to divvy up something that
okay
isn't.
That would be well and good, but can you guarantee that you would be paying me that payment every year?
We would have to if you backed it with the bank. So our economic development dollars.
Yeah.
You don't. We've done it. That's what I'm saying. We have already done this. We've proven it successful. So We did it with Blackburn, we did it with Gillum on the repaving of their streets, and we did it with Sweet Springs.
So you're saying that...
Okay. So if I came to you and tell you that I have a loan from the bank for $300,000 and I need a $60,000 a year payment, you're going to say, fine, you've got it.
I don't know the amounts. We'll have to discuss the amounts.
I don't
yes
either. Right now,
yeah,
we've looked at $278,000, and that has probably jumped to $470,000.
I'm just offering this as a possible solution,
okay,
because it's been done in the past. In
okay
the past, the payments have been $20,000, so for what they've needed. So we'd have to look at the terms and look at the length and look at the amounts, absolutely, but I'm offering it as a possible solution because we've done it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
Okay. No other business. I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
I have a comment. I'd like if I can, please.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's any secret. I was been opposed to the tax since it very started. I am impressed with what Nelson and Sweet Springs and Slater have done with their share of the money. I'm not sure Terry Townsend needed the money, but that's neither here nor there. But this is all going on a pie in the sky. Going to get all this tax revenue from all this development out to the junction, and it's. I just don't think that it's realistic to think that all this money is going to start flowing back in to all these entities in Saline County that's going to pay for all the infrastructure we're doing out there. And I just don't think it's realistic to expect all this money coming back. And, you know, my point all along has been this money could have gone to the schools and all the Saline County, the streets, parks, whatever. And we're putting all this money on a pie-in-the-sky project at the junction. If that junction was going to get developed, people would have done it. There would have been interest on developers to come in and do that and then ask for the county's help. And that's my...
I've been involved with MSDC for 18 years. I couldn't count on all my toes and all my fingers the very large development that we've missed. Nucor Steel wanted to be as very close to that intersection as they could. No water. No three-phase power. You know, we've missed countless developments over the years because there were no utilities there. And we fought with Public Water District Number 3 for many years to do it. They had no interest in going on the south side. They finally brought it up on the north side, and the fireworks place was about to lose. They were going to have to close up. They put it under 65 at their expense. It was about $38,000 to go underneath the 65. But there's a pressure issue. When fireworks season rolls around, they have to shut a toilet in the men's and the women's bathroom off, because it can't keep up, because there's not enough pressure to flush them, because they have a lot of people. So it's not perfect, and it will be when it develops and the tower fills. But, you know, they did that to stay there. I mean, countless truck stops. I mean, it's lots of things would be there right now if 20 years ago this had happened. And to answer the schools, this is how schools get their money. They get it through property tax. This is economic development tax. It can't be used for schools. But what it creates certainly benefits the schools, because they get their funding out of property tax.
Go ahead. I do have one more question. It's been announced that the steamboat's not going to St. Charles. Is there any effort at any level for Saline County to pursue this using public money, meaning MSDC money or any funds from this tax?
It's a little premature to be using any money. We are negotiating, and those are moving forward to still.
So when you say we, you're not referring to this board?
No.
No, you're talking about a different group.
The 501c3 Steamboat.
Okay.
Arabia.
Putting
MJ.
That hat on now. Gotcha.
Yep. That's what we've been doing that since November.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure most of you saw what was on Kansas City TV a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that didn't work out in St. Charles. I personally never thought it would. I'm happy it didn't, honestly. And, you know, unfortunately, a lot of those bricks were laid. 1 year ago today, I believe, was when the TV show started. 2 days after, when Mr. Hawley received a call from a gentleman in St. Charles, that all began to unravel. And it was pretty obvious from the get-go he wanted to move there. I think he thought he could sign a letter of intent and the money would start rolling in, and it just didn't. I mean, they gave him free land in a floodplain. And we know the 20 inches of rain we had in June on that end of the state, I think, proved that was not going to work well.
Well, until Mr. Hawley is willing to accept a significantly lower price, I think he's going to have a real hard time finding any actually fundable project elsewhere. I can tell you what I looked at. It is irrational to put it in Saline County. It would never fly here. It would, in my opinion, bankrupt the county.
The county would not have any involvement in it.
Yeah, it would. I mean, we'd be giving 25% of that junction to an entity that fails financially.
Well, actually, the people that own the land would be doing that.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't make any financial sense.
Well, we have a feasibility study that says it will work here.
And
actually, better than where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
And better than in St. Charles as well.
The problem with that feasibility study is it assumes you're going to triple your attendance and a higher ticket price in the middle of the state with nowhere near the population. And I know the population rings, but that doesn't make any logical sense. Then you're saying that people are going to either stop when they're driving through the state or go intentionally to here, which it would be great if they would, but it's just not plausible.
I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion on it. We have a professional feasibility study that would...
And you peel back the onion and their data is flawed. They used attendance data at museums that charge no entrance fee and don't track attendance. So it's a flawed study that we paid a lot of money for.
Yeah,
that's,
we did.
That's just my comment.
I'd like to comment on that also.
Go ahead.
I take the St. Louis paper and there's lengthy articles. And the point the mayor of St. Charles made was they analyzed ticket sales, attendance, prices, et cetera, and they said they couldn't justify a new building for their Arabia because they couldn't pay for it.
Yeah,
in St. Charles, which has casinos, has a nice shopping district on the river, and I think with the other comment, I don't think you're going to generate the traffic at the junction that what St. Charles would have, and they figured they couldn't pay for it.
That same mayor now says he's building a steamboat museum.
He's building something similar at a smaller scale, yes.
He wanted to buy the exhibit, sell 3/4 of it, make it a smaller museum by drastic amounts, and was not interested in the Malta. That's not what we envision. There is no blueprint. There's no crystal ball reading that can tell you whether or not it'll work. But we've gone through the steps and been assured that they feel like it would work here. And what they didn't count ever in any part of that study was the 38,000 vehicles a day that went by. They didn't know what group to put them in. So they just left them out.
It's a sloppy study. Just look at the list. They duplicated.
It looks a whole lot like some others, Jill, that I've seen. I've never been really happy with any one of them I've ever looked at for what they cost.
Great. Please ask the question. Okay, first off, if your nonprofit part of this is, you know, whatever that group is, that's your all's business. I assume you must serve on that. What I do have an issue with is if you're in complete control of that study under MSDC, and MSDC, I believe, we had to postpone a meeting for because we were supposed to be getting some other study approved of. So as are you a chairman from out there? Can you give me an explanation why isn't she here today? Is there...
Because she's still out of the country on vacation.
Okay.
She'll be back next week.
All right, so...
Why that was, the brakes got pumped on that was because there has been a lot of interest, and that study may not turn out to be needed.
Okay.
Property may sell anyway. In other words, what that study was going to tell us was going to put into a report the data that tells them about the traffic counts and everything else and about the power and what
that,
they could...
That we already paid for.
No, we didn't pay for this. This is what the difference... This is on the development of the judge that is going to do the boat. The only feasibility study has been for the steamboat.
But it says we paid an extra $15,000 to expand that study to cover the whole junction. And there was an option. It was a selected option to cover the whole junction.
And it's in there.
But when you asked the people that came to give the presentation of the feasibility study, they claimed to not have studied anything beyond the steamboat.
Well, those people were there to talk about what could be made of a destination. You said they were not the feasibility study team from that same company. I think they got caught flat-footed on that because that's not what they were there to discuss.
Well, and Bill borrowed that money from MSDC, and there was some sort of other agreements on. He was supposed to raise the money to repay MSDC.
Well, I think that's still a possibility.
But there was a commitment from him that he was going to do that. Mm-hmm. Has he done it?
No. Some of it.
Any?
No. Because they moved it to St. Charles.
The only so the $15,000, I think, was it Pioneer Trails paid for the feasibility study?
No, it was a coalition in Lafayette County.
Okay, that's right. Three something or other. But is that the only repayment you've received on the feasibility study? Mm-hmm. So no additional money. So any money he raised, he's still sitting on that.
We weren't taking any money because there was no letter of intent to locate it here.
Okay.
I still don't feel comfortable without that. At the time that this show was on TV a year ago today, there was quite a bit of money that was promised, but then when it went to St. Charles, we're not raising money for them.
Right. Okay.
So I'm going to get back to my original statement. What the farmer does and the private 501c3 does is that has nothing to do with us, except how much money has this group invested in that other than infrastructure. Because you're going to put in the infrastructure's there for all four quadrants regardless of a boat. Correct.
Yes.
So besides paying for a consultant, which consulted supposedly all of the area,
it dealt with gaps, mostly gaps in grocery business, restaurant business, manufacturing business. That was the scope of that part of the economic development program. And it's in there, and it says, you know, I've done this from memory, but I think it was a $12 million gap grocery-wise that wasn't being covered. And, you know, I know you know how all this works, but it's credit card data. They don't know who you are, but they know how old you are and what you spend your money on with a piece of plastic. And that's, they compile that data, much like the one that the city hired Buxton. That's what they use as well, I understand. So that's where their data comes from, and that's how they compile it, because they save that data over many years. And that's what that part of the economic development part of it dealt with. And we did pay $15,000 to have them do that study.
Okay, so the only thing that particular quadrant is waiting for, whether it's the private boat group, is sewer. Because the water's there, your turn lane's there,
everything,
your electricity is all there. So I guess I'm asking what your question is, Jill, as to what is the concern about it that you're not getting an answer for if they're doing their own thing on private ground. On,
I guess what I'm looking for is commitment that no public tax dollars will be used to chase after the steamboat, either through MSDC or this board.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say we wouldn't take money from the state in the form of grants and things
of
that nature.
I guess county tax dollars. Let me narrow it down.
Well, this, I know you've heard the figure that this is going to cost.
I've read the feasibility study where it was $50,000 or $50 million to buy the contents of the museum and $38 million to build the first building.
No. 50 is everything. 50 is
it's not
the, No, it is. I've heard him say it many times. I've said it myself. $50 million is the price of the museum, digging the Malta, and buying the exhibit in Arabia. It's the total 77,000 square foot building that will house the Arabia and the Malta in phase one.
Well, actually,
maybe I'm just wrong. It's not how I remember it.
I'm up there at the courthouse. Yeah, not in trouble enough. But
you know, an estimate that's now a year and a half old. So I don't know that that's still exact, but I would hope it would be close. I'm sure construction costs and interest rates haven't gotten any cheaper. But this is going to be a local, statewide, national, and an international effort to raise this money. The best thing that can happen to that museum is, in fact, the History Channel follows through and does the TV series on it, of him digging up the Malta.
So the building on the feasibility study, phase one, is $38 million. That's 36 for the million, 36 million for the building, a million for the site development, a million for the parking. No contemplation of buying the contest. I'm looking at the feasibility study.
But that's 38 million.
But you just said that's included in the 50. There's no contents in that number.
Because the feasibility doesn't deal with us buying the exhibit. That's between us and the Hollies.
Okay, so 12 million for the exhibit is great.
No.
Well, you just said total.
We don't
50.
Have a 12. We're not giving 12 million for it.
Well, if you said the total is 50 and they're saying 38, then implicitly you're, it doesn't matter. We can
dig
in
the Malta.
That's not this build. That's not dig
in the Malta.
Anyway.
No, it's not.
So it has nothing to do with these tax dollars unless they apply for something.
Right.
So I feel like we beat this horse to death, Greg. So
I agree.
You answered questions and thank you. So.
But to sum it up again, negotiations are ongoing, moving forward. That's really.
But
there's
that's
not much
your
to add.
Nonprofit that has nothing to do with
that's
the
correct.
Javascus
There's actually, it's just a.
As long as you've not got another feasibility study from MSDC, but I guess I need to go to that board meeting to ask those questions. So.
Greg, I have one question. Mm-hmm. Moving forward on 2023 projects, speaking for a small town, most of our projects that we have done and are going to request are high dollar projects.
Sure.
You know, water systems, whatever. Would it be more advantageous to us if we told you what the project was and requested a smaller amount of money for a couple of years in a row to get to that point?
That's a commission question. They actually decide all
oh,
of that.
Okay.
I mean
I'm just trying to, you know, if we had a $60,000 street project, you know, and if we asked for a lesser amount, you know, here's the project, and $60,000 is pretty lot of money mm-hmm. at one time. If we asked for $10,000 or $20,000 for 2 or 3 years, then maybe we could get that project done.
I agree with you, and I think that's a great solution, Liz, to part of this as well. If you needed it right away, then we would recommend, you know, trying to work out the terms with the loan. Yeah. However, I agree with you.
If you know
this project's coming, then the county will hold back that
in
allocation.
In the meantime, that money could be in our bank drawing interest as well.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't it say in the bylaws that the county holds the interest, or was that part of our conversations where it says the county has to hold the interest on
Michelle,
that?
You guys are doing much the same
well,
thing.
I just didn't know if that would be some way to get to it.
I think it says there, but I mean, I'm open to being corrected
because
on that. But I think that's a great idea, and then something we can hold back and allocate for that project, because we don't get in $277,000, or we did get in 60, but when you're talking about splitting it between eight entities, we have a lot to split.
I know from Miami, if and when we can afford to do our water system, our water line, mm-hmm. that's going to be a big project.
Mm-hmm.
Our street projects, I already have a quote of almost $65,000,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if I toss that out in one big lump sum, I'm probably not going to get anything. You know.
There's
so I'm just asking.
I like that.
But I never know unless I ask.
The best thing that could happen for everybody in this room is development.
Right. And I think we're all, that's what, you know, all the,
I mean, that's what helps cure, that's what
same
makes the schools boat better and everything else. Mm-hmm. I mean,
tax, I wish revenue, we had more businesses at home, but we don't.
I mean, we've worked really hard on it for several years, and you know, hopefully it'll happen. I believe it will.
If you, clarify a question for me. If you say the county gets the interest, you hold that for interest, so the money that you gave me to use, I did not use all of it we got in 2020. We've kept that over. It's held over because we couldn't get the prices of things were outrageous. We've held that down. We hope to use that this year. That money is sitting in our account, drawing us some interest.
That's correct.
Because, okay. So yep. There. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I got you now.
Right.
Okay. Bye, thank you.
Anything else? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.